Can I be honest with you? I'm in absolutely no mood to do this. And the reason is, I've been listening to my neighbour chainsawing logs for 3 hours. That was Radioactive by Kings of Leon, which I thought was rather appropriate. And this is Soldier Blue in honour of our guest today, who is the estimable Preppy Dude.
Hey, this is Preppy Dude. You're listening to Beans on Toast.
forsaken of your hind legs, you beavers. And I hope that your bottom's so blue.
That's another big problem. People can't separate the authority and the people who have the authority vested in them. I think you see that a lot in the demonstrations. Because they have that concept that the law and the law enforcement are one. It's actually the people are demonstrating at the police department. Actually against policemen.
I know what you did, and I'm proud to admit it. I was out on the street. I was strangely committed to my left, to my right.
Wanted law enforcement. Guys apply for the job. Everybody's vulnerable. They go through right in the crap house. But you see, I can't do it because I do business with these assholes. And it looks bad for me, you know. So I want somebody to do it for me, you know. So I tell you what, here's a stick and a gun and you do it. But wait till I'm out of the room. But wait till I'm out of the room.
Julian Cope from the Peggy Suicide album. That's Lenny Bruce on that, railing against the iniquities of authority and the confusions people have with authority. So today's guest is Dwayne Myers, a.k.a. Preppy Dude. And much of the music that I'm going to play will be taken from his playlists, his multiple playlists across a variety of genres. And I'll give you an idea of just some of the music that we're going to be taking things. You've got Preppy Radio Sunday Brunch, Preppy Radio Chill, Preppy Radio Beast Mode, Preppy Dude Radio 1, Preppy Radio Fusion, Preppy Radio Old School, and that's six of the 10 or more that are available just on Spotify. So if you don't follow this gentleman, I do suggest, if you're interested in music, that you should do, because your taste will be expandified.
Ooh, yeah.
The boys are back in town. chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. I said, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Spread the word. Blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Takes me back to being in a 13-year-old's bedroom. My bedroom. It's one of the first pieces of music that came up when I spoke to Dwayne the other day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you on this, the event of the second show of Beans on Toast, to Preppy Dude, also known as Dwayne Myers. I believe you're a resident of Ohio, America, is that correct?
It is indeed.
It is. And I think we first met on the video chat site, Seismic, sadly now gone. It brought a lot of people together, but I think that's how we bumped into each other.
Yeah, that was home of the geeky early adopters.
And you were one of the people who would hang out there, you know, calmly all hours of day and night and be a real conversationalist, which I think is how we met.
It was, and it's just proof that, you know, it's not really a badge of honor. I have no life. So that's pretty much how, you know, why I can hang around all the time. People with full lives, you know, kids and all that kind of stuff. You know.
Well, yeah, but you do have a dog.
It's true. You know, I had a different dog back then.
You did. Sadly deceased, I understand. I remember that. But the new dog, in fact, is called Loic.
It is. All my dogs always have an L name, and I was trying to find something that was topical and you know, with the whole internet thing, and I'm always a little subversive, so naming a female dog a male name, you know, French dog.
Yeah, so, a big, beautiful-looking animal, if I can say so.
Yes, and she answers commands in French and English, so she's smarter than most people's children. So,
do you think our mutual friend Loic Lemaire, the founder of Seismic? Of course, I know him and I've worked with him, and you actually named your dog after him. How did he take that?
Loic does not have a sense of humor, like a lot of French people. So he so he did not find me naming my dog after him to be an honor,
no.
Which I thought it was, you know, but that's him, you know. French people, you know, that's the other thing I learned during Seismic, getting to know you, is that French people don't get sarcasm. You would think they would, but they really don't get sarcasm.
No, no, they dress it up as irony, and then you have to be intellectual or it doesn't count. Whereas, whereas that was just plain sarcastic mockery and actually very funny. Anyway, Duane, the thing is that, you know, you're a self-confessed Anglophile, am I right?
Yeah, indeed I am.
And that extends to being also a Scottish file as well as an Anglophile. I don't know what the phrase is, the real phrase for something that really likes Scottish things, because you enjoy your single malts.
I'm a huge single malt fan. Love Scotland. I've been over there twice. I mean, you know, my Anglophile to the point that I'm a Chelsea fan also.
Which you actually do follow the Premier League, I know.
I do, yeah. Huge Chelsea fan, so.
Your tastes in music particularly, you don't have narrow taste at all. So can I ask you, did you always have this sort of wide roaming taste in music, this curiosity for music, or did it something that developed, from early life, from Adam? Where does it come from? It's really, yeah, really diverse.
It started off, my parents, jazz, my dad listened to jazz. My mom was very into big band and Broadway musicals. And then, I had kind of a two worlds. I lived in growing up, and predominantly being like one of the only black families in the area we lived. So I grew up really early on being into, the Stones and Zeppelin, things like that. But every summer I would go live with my cousins in Mississippi, and that's where I grew to know Funkadelic, the Bar Caves. So I had constant change every year. I would be listening to, nothing but rock and roll, where I lived. And in the summer, I was immersed in all kinds of funk and old soul music. So I can't get around it. So low, you can't get under it. So high, you can't get over it. So high, can't get over it. This is a chance.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe in.
Can I get it on my good foot? Good God. About time I got down on the end.
We're on the move.
They can
stop us now.
Ha, 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 yeah. Pete, don't tell me now.
Giving you more of what you're talking for.
Yeah. chance to dance our way out of our constriction. Gonna be grooving up and down Hang Up Alleyway. Groove our only guide. We shall all be moving.
Be no phenomenon.
Giving you more of what we're talking for.
In the Midwest, the suburbs of St. Louis.
Okay.
Which is St. Louis, I'd like to say, is like the southernmost, you know, the northernmost southern city. I mean, it's supposed to be in the Midwest, but you know, Missouri was definitely, you know, steeped in the Southern Confederacy, so it's still kind of part of that mindset. But and then I went to college on the East Coast and then traveled on after being in the military. But I think playing in bands when I was young was the other thing. You know, I played in a lot of different, from rock bands to fusion bands, and so that, I think, also kind of broadened my musical taste. You know, playing in front of big biker rallies, you know, being the only black guy there, yeah, doing absolutely. Ted Nugent and all
what,
that.
What,
so,
what were you playing? What was your instrument?
I sang and I played a little bass.
The double rainbow theme?
No, that is not my cup of tea.
So, what for modern music? Let's just leapfrog. We can zigzag a little bit. In modern music, what's really floating your boat? You know, in 2012.
Let's see. I like Elbow, Kings of Leon, because there's not a lot of like rock, you know, like straight up rock and roll that's not very derivative to me. So. Like when I first heard Elbow, I thought it was really great to see a very masculine songwriter write really great love songs. It wasn't the whiny kind of country music or R&B. It was like, you know, really romantic songs written by, you know, in a really, you know, normal way.
And he has such a powerful, strong voice, beautiful delivery.
Yeah, you know, from the mellow stuff to the more hard rocking. I mean, it's one of the few recordings I've bought recently, or in the recent past, that I listen to the whole CD. You know, I listen to everything. Mostly I buy tracks, but that's one of the few that I buy that I've listened to it from cover to cover.
Stage the same.
I guess it's kind of naive, but I still like people who are just making music. I don't want to hear a political statement. I mean, if you're writing something, you know, political, that's cool. But like, when you think that you are the movement, that's when that's when I move on.
I understand that. Well, that's interesting because you know, I kind of like political content, and politics is part of your work. So I mean,
so I like it when it comes organically. Is what I
you mean
I
it's guess not a better way. It's not being forced.
Right. It's not like, you know, like if you're angry about something and you're writing from the heart about something, I'm all into that.
Yeah.
But when you like take yourself seriously and you think, you know, wow, look how amazing I am and how I affect change, you know. Still just a song.
Isn't a lot of that beast mode, you call it, which I really love as a definition. You know, Nine Inch Nails and Marilyn Manson, aren't they political in their way? Because they're very, you know, counterculture and they're, you know, they're not going to make moms and dads comfortable in middle America, are they, these people? They're absolutely, you know, deliberately shocking. I mean, especially Manson, you know, dressing to shock and dealing with a dark side. I mean, that's kind of political, the small p, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's what I liked about Trent Reznor, you know, very early on, was I didn't get from him, like, all the, you know, the same way he, you know, he's never happy with an album. You know, there's like four versions of the same album because he keeps tinkering with it. I think that his angst and darkness is real. I mean, I don't know if it still is, but it always rang true to me.
Mm.
I think, you know, when Marilyn Manson first came out, you know, and was working with Trent, you know. So he's a prime example of somebody who might have had some darkness, but now he's just a caricature of that darkness now. He's just a cartoon.
It's funny. I mean, I've always been the last to pick up on you know, fads, if you like. I'm a bit anti. I resist fads, I have to admit it. And for that reason, I miss out on a lot of good music, I'll be frank. I really do, and because I'm a bit like the Old Faithful, I'll still go back and I'll get something else out of that old thing I've listened to 1,000 times. I mean, I'm a bit boring like that. But it's interesting because it took me, for example, it took me the longest time to understand and like Jimi Hendrix. And all I could hear was his imitators. And they play me Jimi Hendrix, and there are all these stoners with ultra-long hair that they hadn't washed forever and bad headbands. And they look like, you know, sort of heroin-addled versions of Bjorn Borg. I mean, really, they were very uncut. And I was a bit more, you know, I was a bit more of a mod, and I wanted to look good and feel good and have girlfriends who were the same. And I never really related to it. And then one day, I actually sat and watched an hour and a half of Jimi Hendrix live footage and watched him playing with a good sound system. Then I understood that all of these appalling guitar solos, which I dismissed because they were really boring, were just imitating the great Jimi Hendrix. And I actually understood that no wonder that I was bored with all these people copying him, because he was so difficult to copy and they were so inferior. There was a huge gap between what he could do and what they were trying to do. And he just did it just poured out of him, and then they were all just copying the licks. And it took me a long time to work that out. I mean, and it was a Damascene moment when I suddenly thought, wow, I can actually listen to Jimi Hendrix now and like him. You know, I always wanted to because he looked kind of cool. But all, you know, as I say, the scene when I was growing up, which was sort of, we're just breaking into, what, late 70s, early 80s. So it was very mixed time. New Wave and punk had just been, and ska was coming through. And it was really, the resistance was people who were listening to prog rock still and Genesis. having said that, I'm still a big Gabriel fan. I always was. Love Peter Gabriel. So, you know, it's one of the wonderful things about being a music fan is you don't have to nail your colours to any particular mast. Although people do, don't they? They really do.
Yeah, it's like when I was young, to me it seems the way people are trying to hang their hats on phones and things like that. Like everybody was like, you have to be like, if you were into punk, then you couldn't listen to New Wave and you know.
That's right. Absolutely. It sort of people put themselves into pigeonholes and feel very secure there.
And I always resisted every box. You know, I would travel and people would go, wow, you're a black guy, you listen to that? And I'm like, music is music. That's, you know, that's why my playlists reflect that. I never understood the idea of like trying to fit boxes into cultural, you know, music into cultural boxes.
Do you think that being, you know, a self-defined outsider in that way, or at least, you know, you're independent, if not an outsider, but you're certainly unusual in America. Do you think that played an influence on what you went to do for your living and going into working in the heart of the great democracy of America, the United States? Do you think that influenced you?
You know, yes and no. I mean, it didn't start out that way. I mean, I started out, I thought I was going to be the world's greatest psychologist and heal the world.
Really?
That's what my degrees were in.
Okay.
You know, so, but then the transition from like, you know, idealist to pragmatist, you know, as you see how the world works, is what started to make me go, huh, you know, and realize that, you know, I'm very good at this, this spinning of yarns, because, you know, politics is all, one of the funnier things to me is, you know, people, you know, especially here in America, you know, you'll see a lot of, you're on the internet and you see a lot of people talking about these issues, you know, right-wing issues, left-wing issues. And the truth is that the politicians that they vote for don't care about any of that. It's all money. It's all driven by money. So, you know, there's no senators sitting around together going, man, I really am upset about abortion. It's not true. You know, it's all theater.
So that was Broken Hearted Savior by Big Head Todd and the Monsters. And I will put a track listing of all the music that Preppy Dude selected on the website, radioactiveinternational.org. Now I've got a world exclusive for you.
Ooh, that looks exciting.
It's Kitten and the Hip and their new release, which is coming out on October the 10th. And it's called Shut Up and Dance.
Around the waist, it's a zombie flipping, popping. Steady dips, give it up and then we're dropping. Hippin' and a hoppin' and a jazzin' and a poppin'.
And that's Kitten and the Hip's first release, I believe, so I wish Ashley and Scarlett well with it. I think it could set some Christmas dance floors alight, really, given the chance. I will definitely continue that conversation with Preppy Dude. We really got through so much in just one session, so that'll be in another show, definitely. And now here's one of the most haunting tunes I've heard in a long, long time.
There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or dare? There's a limit to your care. There's a limit to your love. Like a waterfall in slow motion. Like a map with no ocean. There's a limit to your love. Your love, your love, your love. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. Is it truth or care? There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. There's a limit to your care.
When I first heard that, it completely blew me away, I have to confess. That's James Blake There's a Limit to Your Love. Very sadly, we lost Andy Williams this week, and that reminds me of my dad, who I've also lost. So this one's for you, Dad. You've got Andy to croon to you now, if you believe, which my dad didn't, but anyway, I'm being sentimental. I just love the idea of a dead crooner going and serenading my dead dad. Andy Williams, couldn't get used to losing you then, and I can't get used to losing you now. I've been DJ Admin. You've been listening to Beans on Toast, and I'll see you next week.
Guess there's no use in hanging around. Guess I'll get dressed and do the town. I'll find some crowded avenue, though it will be empty without you. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. Call up some girl I used to know, after I heard her say hello. Couldn't think of anything to say. Since you're gone, it happens every day. Can't get used to losing you no matter what I try to do. Gonna live my whole life through loving you. I'll find somebody, wait and see. Who am I kidding? Only me. 'Cause no one else could take your place. Guess that I am just a hopeless case.